possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Okay, text message.
Really just to stay focused on what I can control, my attitude, my effort, my play in some ways. But, you know, I thought I was proud of our team, you know, through the injuries, through the hard times. We still competed. We made a, you know, a good playoff run, competing against some of the big dogs in the league every time we faced them. So, you know, you can't always be perfect or play perfect. But when your numbers are called, I feel like we competed last year, so that's what I learned.
That was C.J. Stroud. What did you learn from 2024? That was on First Take yesterday. We'll hear from C.J. again in just a second. We were talking about the waiver process in the NFL because obviously now there's hundreds of players out there that have been waived and are available for teams to pick up. And the process is basically it's the draft order. You put a claim in on a player. If nobody that was ahead of you in the draft order last April puts a claim in on that player, the player is yours. Texter asks, once you claim a player, don't you go back to number 32 and the process adjusts in terms of position? No, that's the waiver order in your fantasy league if you're playing on CBSSports.com. That's how that works, is that when you put in a claim, you go to the back of the line, yeah.
Yeah, why doesn't the NFL switch to a fantasy-based format?
That would be great.
Damn it.
Oh, yeah, that would be sweet. That's not how the Titans can pick up as many people as they want to.
And that's where it gets interesting when you look at some of the the tight ends only have two guys right now. You don't know which tight ends they might have put a waiver claim in on or whatever. But then also, once you get those waiver claims, you got to make corresponding roster moves to boot somebody off of your roster if you want to get that guy on. So it's that's why, boy, talk about having the rug pulled out from you. I see all these people talking about how stressful it is at the final cut. And I feel like, well, yeah, but then there's the 24 hours after that, too, where you think you made it, but then you find out, like, oh, no, actually, no.
When your
lottery numbers come in and you don't realize that you forgot to, you know, your wife forgot to buy the ticket that day. Like, we've been playing the same numbers for 27 years. Finally, it came in and your wife's like, well, I wanted some cheesecake and I needed the cash.
That's right. It is interesting that when Nick was asked about that, he was asked about Graham Mertz specifically. And he was happy. You know, he talked about how Graham Mertz did some good things. But then as part of that answer was talking about how sometimes these things are done. This is how we, you know, you're managing the roster throughout this process, which told me, if I had to guess, that that I think they want Graham Mertz here. I think they thought he had played well enough in that preseason game and maybe was well enough thought of by a few teams around the league where if they did waive him, he'd get picked up. So maybe let the dust settle a little bit. Let's keep him on the roster. And then We know we're going to have to probably get another tight end, or certainly they need another defensive back. There's no question. They might be able to muck their way through the early part of the season with two tight ends and maybe playing Cam Robinson as a blocker. Four safeties and four corners is not enough in today's NFL. They're going
right.
to, you know, so Mertz might be the guy that gets odd man out once the dust has settled a little bit, you know?
Yeah. So the interesting thing is that with Mertz, you still have to worry about him, you know, getting picked up by another team. Yeah. You put him on waivers at any point in the season, and he goes either gets picked up or goes to practice squad, and another team tries to sign him, perhaps.
Yeah.
Like, it's not as simple as, okay, now we've got him on the initial 53.
Right.
We got to – I think they like the upside there.
Yeah.
Davis Mills, you know, if perhaps he decides to test free agency at some point, then
– you should. Just,
yeah, yeah. Like, you – it'll be interesting. It gets dicey when the injuries start to mount.
Yes,
up.
Yes.
And you've got this useless appendage and a third string quarterback hanging around on the roster.
Yeah. Okay. Good question by the texter asking about the waiver process. That's wild. Do they stay at one all season? The Titans? No. First 3 weeks. This order, the draft order from last year, is the waiver order until week four, and then it's whatever the reverse order is in that given week.
Yeah.
So that's how it works.
I've always suspected that the Rams always get off to a slow start, and I wouldn't put it past Les Snead, who I like a lot.
Yeah.
Their GM is being like, well, you know what? Maybe we're a little higher up on the waiver wire this time.
He would definitely
be a bold strategy, but it's
he would definitely see it as a silver lining for sure. They would definitely take advantage of it. Let me put it that way, for sure.
Yeah.
Here was C.J. Stroud on First Take yesterday. The running back room as a whole got a lot of attention in Nick Caserio's press conference that we just ran within the last hour, in part because of Joe Mixon's injury, in part because Nick Chubb is a big name that's in that room. Locally here, I feel like British Brooks got a lot of attention in that press conference. There were two or three or four British Brooks questions. How is C.J. Stroud feeling about the running back room, especially knowing that Joe Mixon is going to be out at the very least for a period of time?
Yeah, Nick looks great, man. I'm, you know, hoping Joe gets back healthy soon. But Nick looks amazing. He looks, you know, fresh. He's powerful. In his type of scheme, you know, I think he's going to do great. I think Damian Pierce is going to have another great year. You know, this is his type of scheme, downhill running. And then, you know, we got a couple young rookies that are really good. Woody Marks, who we got from USC, is a baller. Great, smart young kid who loves ball. And I think, you know, that room is doing great. Our tight ends are blocking their tails off, running great routes. So, yeah, I think it's gonna be trending up.
My Stephen A. Smith, when he asks these questions, it's funny because he's in full-blown hot take mode, like,
yes,
while he's asking the question.
Yeah.
And then CJ's kind of... As CJ has pointed out this offseason, or this preseason, is like he's a little bit lower energy, you know, in terms of he's more laid back than, say, a guy like Nick Cayley. So CJ's not biting on the – CJ wasn't biting on the full-throated questions by Stephen A. Smith. I think that Woody Marks is probably the one that people are most intrigued by, and I think with good reason. I think his ability as a receiver, but then also as a runner. We saw, look, preseason games – but he knocks some dudes back. He's stronger than you expect. Jalen Knowles that way too.
Mm-hmm.
He's way stronger and more physically tough than you expect based on their size. They can run behind their pads and all that stuff. Woody Marks might end up being maybe like one of the early season, you know, kind of breakout darlings for people to talk about.
Yes.
If he shows up with some big moments, and I think he's capable of doing that, that ends up looking like a really good pick for the Texans.
I'm 100% on the Woody Marks train. I think he's going to be a big part of this team, especially if Joe Mixon is going to miss more than four games. Like, Woody Marks almost has to be a crucial part of this offense if you're missing Joe Mixon for a huge chunk of the season, if not the whole season. Here was C.J. Stroud on First Take yesterday when Stephen A. Smith asked him about all the injuries at the wide receiver position last year.
I mean, we lost some games we shouldn't have lost off the strength of, you know, just not really scoring points. Our defense, you know, held us alive a lot last year. And we were a great offense. I felt when we had our guys, you know, it's tough to say what if. But I definitely believe, you know, that we had those guys a little more. But, you know, I'm not here to hop on the pass. You know, those things happen, and You know, now we're moving on. We got some new pieces, some new guys. And, you know, I think we're doing a good job of building a foundation to where we have more depth in that room. But I think we've done a great job of just passing through the adversity, learning from it, and letting it train us.
Definitely more depth. I mean, they kept seven guys in that room. So by definition, you know, they kept an abnormal number of guys in that room. You know, how many guys do they have that can make plays like the combination they anticipated having last year of Nico, Tank, and Diggs? You know, does this room have that kind of upside? I don't think they do, but if they stay healthy, I think it can be a really good receivers room.
I think the ability to game plan and to kind of figure out what's going to work or what is working against different opponents, that's the interesting part for me, because you've got two slot receivers, Christian Kirk, who's ready to go, Jalen Noel, who, you know, he's still a rookie. I think he's going to flash, and they're going to use him in certain packages, but I don't know if you get a steady diet of him. But you got those two guys that are that buddy type. Then you got Nico Collins and Jaden Higgins, who are almost – in a lot of ways identical in terms of just how they look and what their, you know, their measurables are and everything. Nico's just got a lot more polish, obviously, and there's just a little something extra to him in the way he moves at that size. But you've got the ability to attack multiple different ways.
Yeah.
And the receivers are it would be really hard for me, other than Nico, to point out which guy's really going to get the most targets other than Nico on any given day.
CJ talked about games where the defense has done their job and we as an offense didn't have their back, basically is what he was saying. Like, they did their job, we didn't do ours, and we lost games we shouldn't have lost. And I'll point back to it again, Seth, and I think this is the key. If the Texans are going to get to where they've not been before, a conference title game, I think the key is to either be the one or the two seed, to make sure that you're home in that divisional round. They've never played a home divisional round game. They played in eight divisional round games as a franchise. All of them have been on the road because they're either the three or the four seed when they win the division. But that four-week period last year where the Jets game on Halloween night, when they made Aaron Rodgers, you know, the defense in the second half didn't really do their job, but they were kind of collapsing under the weight of the fact that the offense did nothing in that game.
Right.
You know, so there's that. The Week 10 game where the defense created five turnovers with Jared Goff, they intercepted him five times, and the offense couldn't score in the second half of the football game.
And the big part of that game was they kept trading turnovers.
Yeah.
The Texans got an interception, CJ throws an interception. The Texans get an interception, CJ throws an interception.
Yes. And then the Titans game in Week 12 where the defense gets eight sacks and a pick six, and you lose at home to Will Levis because the offense can't score.
They'd sacked him. How many times did they sack him in the first half?
Seven.
Seven times in the first half. And they lose the game.
They
right.
Lose the game.
Will Levis, in the first half, Will Levis, you're thinking, is going to be lucky to be alive at the end of this game.
Yeah.
They won it.
They won. They won. And you had a pick six in that game. I think it was Jimmy Ward had the pick six in that game. So,
for those of you who missed it, Jimmy Ward is on the commissioner's exemption.
Yeah, he will not be getting any pick sixes anytime soon.
It's not the same as getting a tax exemption. It's not a good thing.
Not near. Yeah. You do get paid still, though, on the commissioner's exemption list. You do get a check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you do have to pay your taxes on that.
You do. Yeah. 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 Or else.
If you're so inclined.
Or else, yeah, other people come knocking.
Personally, I take a different interpretation of the Constitution. And
yes, sir.
I think, Seth, you're pointing out one of the things that makes me smile whenever I hear commissioner's exempt list is they've done a great job of branding that, because that's administrative leave.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If we're going to call it what it actually is. That's administrative leave, but they're like, no, you're on a special commissioner.
Yeah, when you're exempt, that feels like you're getting over in some way, you know?
And not just any exemption, the commissioner's exemption.
Right, Roger Goodell's personal exemption list.
It sounds close to a commissioner's commendation. So it almost feels like you should be getting a key to the city, which does not unlock the doors to the facility. But a key to the city.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
John Lopez, Reggie Atatula in
Hello.
Studio. Hi. Do you guys like the medal that Seth's wearing around his neck?
I did see that. Yeah, I did see that.
The most important thing is finishing.
Yeah.
Ultra marathon finisher's medal. That's right. Finisher.
Because I got Seth heated today because I was listening to the toss between y'all and the drive yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Do I owe Seth an apology? Because I did kind of stir that thing up.
No. Clint's a big boy.
Clint, who was calling me a fat ass, is the one that needs to apologize. I don't expect him to apologize. I expect him to lose when I face him in a 1 mile race. Yes,
he's in on this. So we're putting the WrestleMania card together right now.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
And the main event is Payne versus Sterner.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're not doing the full four because that's. That has been the thing that I've thought about the most over the last, let's say, 12 hours is, am I actually going to have to leg this thing out? Am I actually going to have to run it?
You're going
to
run against Bajani. Seth seems to want to put everybody on the track. I want matchups. I want me and Lopez
heats
on that track. Yes.
It's a skins game or something. Sean and I disagree on this. I feel like there are individual matchups, and it's Bajani versus Reginald. It's Seth versus Clint.
Yeah.
It's Lopez versus Sean.
Yeah.
And yet, I'd feel like doing it all on the same track at the same time creates more drama and everything.
Maybe.
You know, like, do I slow down to give Sean some encouragement at some point?
And what if Sean's feeling frisky that day and he ends up passing, like, Reggie or something?
Yeah, that is the thing. Which doesn't bode well for me.
It's just so personal with me and John, though.
No, there's nowhere for me to, like, benefit. There's only ways for me to lose.
That's true. I should want this. I can draft off of people.
Yeah. No, maybe you keep pace with somebody and you find more deep within yourself than you realized you even had.
Yeah.
If it's only one person versus the other two, Sean, it gets real boring if one guy's a lap out ahead.
Yeah.
The second
that's where you
got
to find some things to talk about on the PA overhead. Astros getting blown out last night. And actually, you know what, Seth? Good point. I'm bringing up it's like the Astros getting blown out last night. I'm like, I was supremely bored. You're right, Seth. We all need to run it at the same time. Okay, I will say this. Like, hearing Ron and Patrick Creighton both entertaining the possibility of beating me in this thing has irked me as well, all right?
Yeah.
So,
all due respect, Patrick Creighton. I saw you almost die in the hallway.
Whoa! That's dirty pool. We can't do that. That's dirty pool.
I work out every day, you know? I do something. I'm either on the elliptical.
You've been on a kick lately.
I've been on a kick lately. I text you guys from the elliptical sometimes.
I would say, just like a normal race, you're going to have the overall race. Everybody runs together, but then there's categories. And our categories will be like, ex-NFL player versus ex-NFL player.
Yeah.
Sean and Lopez, whatever category you two are in.
Aging vets.
Aging veteran category.
Aging vets who claim we work out all the time.
The Trent Brown division.
Yes. Lopez and I are going for
it. We can put names on it.
Big Trent Brown trophy. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I guess Bijani and Reginald would be, are you fit or are you just Instagram fit?
Yeah. Is it fitness like or metabolism is the question.
All right. Well, the bottom line is this absolutely needs to happen. So
when
it gets cooler out,
my knees and my back are going to go out on me.
I almost feel like the purpose of it, like we should do it tomorrow because it was almost like a right now thing. I bet I can beat you. No, I can beat you.
Yeah.
Now if we start training, we might wind up with a bunch of guys running like 7 minute miles.
I can give you my word.
Yeah.
I will not be trained. You will not catch me running.
Oh, I already texted Dr. Lowe and I said, listen, I don't know what your ethical restrictions are as far as cortisone shots, but just go ahead and throw them in a dumpster. we're about to push the boundaries of ethics in modern medicine.
Okay. Now, Seth asked me to ask my daughter to put together a training regimen for him.
God.
Oh, this is serious.
If I'm going to be on the same track as Seth, I might need her to poison his training regimen. Yeah, if we're technically running against each other
now. You sprint as hard as you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, for a mile?
Just get out in front of everybody. That is what she used to
get
do.
Out there.
She was much better being way out in front than she was trailing people.
Seth would be crawling on the left.
Be the advice, yeah. Hey, Judy, here's the guy you coached right here. Hands and knees.
No, I won't fall for that. I'm good at the kick that last, yeah.
Well, the kick? Yeah, the kick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Question of the day.
In honor of Tommy Cutlets.
Yeah.
He gone.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite sports flash in the pan?
Me, when I run the mile. That's you, Lopez. Yeah.
It's a one-time thing.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Mine is actually, this is going to show my age. The one that comes up in my mind all the time when I think of like one-year wonders, mm-hmm. one-hit wonders, you'll remember, Lopez. Mm-hmm. There was a rookie outfielder for the Cleveland Indians back in 1980 named Joe Charbonneau.
Mm-hmm.
And he won the Rookie of the Year that year. He was a phenom. Mm-hmm. He was really good. And that was the only good year he ever had because he was a kook. Mm-hmm. He was a nut. He burned his own hair. He chewed on broken glass. He popped a long neck beer, the cap, using his eye socket.
Yeah.
He was a,
you sound like a wrestler.
He would have been a great wrestler back in the day.
No wonder you like him.
Joe Charbonneau. He's a Cleveland guy, Figgy.
Of mine is an also old school one. I was just fascinated by it. And they had Monday Night Baseball. I used to watch him all the time. Detroit Tigers, Mark the Bird Fidrich.
Oh, this iconic Sports Illustrated cover of him and Big Bird from Sesame Street. Yeah.
I liked Eddie the Eagle, the first ski jumper for Britain in the 1988 Olympics. Big old Coke. Speaking of Coke bottles, big old Coke bottle Eddie glasses. He was a little Forrest Gump-like. He had to wear braces on his legs as a kid. And then he ended up to be a really, really just a horrible ski jumper. But
That's a good one.
He was English, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was Britain's first ski jumper.
Get out of here. Stop.
Who?
Ray Gunn.
The break dancer.
Australian. Yeah. Oh, this will be good. I say this all the time when you guys do the question of the day. This is a good text topic.
Yeah.
We're going to get a lot of good ones. All right, fellas. Well, we make way for In the Loop.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Seth, antibodies to you, my friend.
Antibodies, and I am right now starting my training regimen and the only reason I'm running this mile is I'm going to up my carb intake. I got to start eating like a distance runner. So here we go. I'm off to a loaf of bread, my friend.
A lot of pasta.
They call him the finisher. And it says so on his medal hanging around his neck right now. He is Seth Payne. he's going to
finisher. Non-finishers.
Finish the race and finish a bag of potato rolls today to carb up. All right, well, we're done. We're out of time. Hey, Crosstalk was brought to you by D&M Leasing. Squared. Crosstalk brought to you by D&M Leasing. That was me saying it twice right there. All right, you're listening to KILT AM KILT FM HD2 Houston, an Odyssey sports station.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.